This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The National Hurricane Center said Friday that Hurricane Dorian is expected to strengthen into a major storm. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, finding fuel is getting difficult in South Florida.
It's a recurring theme before and after hurricanes, amid a crush of people searching for water and bread.
I passed three gas stations that were completely out of gas.
That was last night in Boynton Beach. This morning, Brian Siegel saw long lines as tankers were delivering fuel. Governor Ron DeSantis says there's plenty of gas.
We have limited capacity to bring it from the port to the gas stations because you can only have so many trucks at one time doing that.
And says Florida's working with FEMA and neighboring states to get more trucks and fuel ahead of potential evacuation orders. I'm Sagar Meghani.
The World Health Organization says the Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo has reached another grim milestone. 3,004 cases with more than 2,000 deaths. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Most Ebola cases in the current epidemic are in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu province. The World Health Organization says Ebola transmission has been substantial, but somewhat less intense for the past 10 weeks. On average, it says 80 people a week are being sickened by the virus. One of the latest confirmed cases is that of a 9-year-old Congolese girl who tested positive for Ebola in Uganda on Wednesday. She is the second confirmed case of Ebola in Uganda. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A mixed day on Wall Street ahead of the 3-day Labor Day weekend. Late in the trading session, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 0.1%. The S&P and the NASDAQ were both off. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hong Kong democracy activist Joshua Wong said he will not surrender even after he was charged by police with organizing an illegal protest on Friday. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Hong Kong authorities charged two pro-democracy activists on Friday for organizing an illegal protest as they try to clamp down on unrest that has rocked the territory. Joshua Wong and Agnes Chow were released on bail.
Even I've been jailed for 3 times, and I need to face a trial on 8th of November, which means 3 months later. But we still keep on our fight. We shall not surrender. And I urge international communities to send a clear message to President Xi. Sending troops or using emergency ordinance is not the way out.
Wong led the pro-democracy umbrella movement 5 years ago, and his is the most high-profile arrest since protests renewed in June.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Meanwhile, Chinese authorities have declined to renew the press credentials of a Beijing-based Wall Street Journal reporter. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
The move by Beijing effectively expels a journalist who extensively covered President Xi Jinping and Communist Party politics. China's foreign ministry said, in a response to a fax question about Chung's visa, that some foreign journalists with the evil intention to smear and attack China are not welcome. The action comes 1 month after Chun co-wrote a story detailing an Australian probe into alleged links between Chinese money laundering and suspected organized crime. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Researchers say that suspected nation-state hackers used malware-laden websites to infect iPhones with spyware. We get more from AP's Shelley Adler.
Security researchers are calling it the worst general security failure yet affecting the Apple devices. Google researchers said the vulnerabilities were quietly fixed by Apple in February, but only after thousands of iPhone users were believed to be exposed over more than 2 years. Apple did not immediately respond to a request for a comment on why it did not detect the vulnerabilities on its own and if it can assure users that such a general attack could not happen again. Privacy assurance is central to the Apple brand. I'm Shirley Adler.
And Indonesia's Ministry of Communication and Information Technology will continue to block telecommunication services in Papua and West Papua after civil unrest flared in several cities over racist attacks on Papuan students. Indonesia has a history of blocking or slowing down internet access to prevent access to news it doesn't want the public to view. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.
The Voice of VOA.